Call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, Appeal 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied. An adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. You all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a roll call, please.
Simco?
Here.
Steinrich?
Here.
Moon?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conry?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
First up, we have the minutes of June 3rd.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on the minutes? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests.
Hi. I just want to remind everybody that the car show...
John, just name and address for the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
For the record, please.
John Monteverdi, Bid Director, Belvedere Avenue. Want to remind everybody that the car show, Green Fest, and Farmers Fest is this Saturday. The car show has a rain date of Sunday. We'd like to have all your friends and relatives come out and support all three events. It's the first time that we're doing a triple event like this, so it should be interesting to see how that goes. And also, we're also looking for volunteers for Sci-Fi Fantasy Day. The way this thing is growing, we're going to need, I assume, around 10 or 12 people working in shifts to direct traffic and make sure everybody gets to where they're going. So if you know of anybody who would like, they don't have to dress up in costume. I have really nice safety vests for everybody to wear, and you'll have IDs, but we're looking for help in moving the crowd around.
When is that, John?
And traffic as well.
In the parking area?
Traffic into the parking area, getting people parked in their spots. One of the main objectives here is to keep people from coming up the alley onto 57. I would like to keep that one-way, which I believe it's supposed to be anyway, but...
And when is that, John?
Excuse me?
When is that?
The 11th of July. We'll be advertising it kind of heavily, and I'm going to be on the radio this week advertising the Farmers Fest. And that's it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Pete Quelli. I live at 4 Cleveland Street. For like the past 25 years, I know several of you. I've seen you around town. Couple issues. I mean, no big deal. It's going to be simple to fix. On Cleveland Street, it has been between Stewart Street and Johnson Street, that whole section has been no parking on both sides forever, ever since I've been here. There was an old, couple old barns that burned down 19 years ago, the night my wife's water broke with my son, and we had to drive over the fire hoses on the way to the hospital. So those, Rich, you probably remember that.
That was barn fire.
Yeah, a couple like garages and stuff.
Yeah.
That sat there for a while, got all cleaned up. They built a double house there, and since that point, there has been no parking sign in front of that piece of property. There used to be at the end of one of the garages, so that has been gone. So what has been happening since somebody moved in to the left half, what I believe, which is 6B, they park cars in the street, which is no parking both sides. When there's a lot of cars, they actually park in the grass, but the parking lot that's to the right of the building has enough space for 8 cars, and there can be only one car in there, and they're still parking out in the street. During the winter, a friend of mine who's here, Terry Fay, she owns a residence on, I think it's a Cleveland Street. Okay, it's East Stewart Street. There's a 4-car garage there that was known as the carriage house for, you know, part of the town in the beginning, right? So what happens is, this past winter with all the snow, they were still parking out in the street. And her spouse drives a pickup truck in order to get around where he needs to do when the weather's bad. And he could barely even fit without driving through snowbanks past the cars that were parked there.
And where was this beat?
On Cleveland Street, in front of Six.
Between Stewart and Johnson.
Oh, okay, same.
Yeah, in front of Six, yeah, it's the same place.
It's behind the St. Cloud Hotel, or the...
Mansion.
Mansion, Corner Mansion.
Right, right, directly behind that.
Okay.
So, I mean, being that there already was an ordinance, so we just kind of need somebody, if they can replace a sign and put a sign up there to reinstate the no parking for the people.
There are no curbs on there, correct?
Yeah.
No, there was no curbs on that project. There's kind of stones and stuff that are left there, and they drive right up over them.
But there's no curb, the paint is...
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. The only place that there's curb on that street is technically in front of my house. And around the end of the triple apartment building, which is actually a Stewart Street address also.
Okay.
And this is another little quick thing. As far as ordinance goes for, like, hot tubs, are they considered something that needs to be fenced in too? Is there a height? Because there's behind the same residence, there's one of those Pullman...
The officer is in, so Rudy, can you...
Hot tubs, there is no requirement for a fence.
Okay, but it's 3 feet high.
Yep.
There's a 3-year-old child that lives in the residence who has it out there, and right next door in the apartment, there's an 11-year-old and then a special needs girl in that apartment also. And it's what has water in it, as far as I know, and somebody can just do a header right into it.
It's,
and it's covered with a piece of plastic.
It's an accident.
But,
for a
oh, absolutely.
And what is the address of this location?
Six
Cleveland.
I'll be up there on third.
It's behind the left one. So I believe it's 6B.
Because Rudy, don't they have to have a cover on them with a lock when it's not in use?
It has to have a cover, through a cover, yes.
Yeah, I think it's just a piece of plastic. It, you know, it's one of the Coleman branded ones you get in a box and you blow it and away you go. As far as I know, that's it.
Okay.
I said it was going to be easy.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Sure, take a look.
Thank you for
it.
Hearing my rant.
Anyone else for the audience portion? Sure.
My name is Rich McGuire, 23 Green Street. I got a problem with the sidewalk and curb all broken out. When they put the water main in, some of the big trucks drove on it. They pushed my water box down in the concrete and cracked it. They did come up and fix that one little thing where the water box was. Would you like to look at these pictures?
Dawson, what should we do about that before we get into that?
All right, listen, I got the history on this right here.
Okay.
I've been with Mr. McGuire since last August when, after we paved Green Street up there, he gave me a call and he said, you know, we paved the sidewalk and the curb wasn't repaired. We were told last year that...
This was after the water work was done?
Pardon me?
At that point, this was after the water work was done?
After, yeah.
Okay.
But the machines drove on a sidewalk, cracked the sidewalk. He's had these pictures, I don't know for how many years, but he's been down here trying to get some remedy through his issue. I went up there last year. We had conversation. We had conversation here last year about Mr. McGuire's issue, and we gave the manager permission to have it fixed. Weather came in. We didn't get a chance to get it done. Speaking with Christine, when they did the curbs over on
North Lincoln.
Find a library, yeah.
Yeah, they were supposed to leave there and then go up to Mr. McGuire's to do the work.
But
unfortunately, you can take it from here.
But the thing is, I stopped over there and asked them if they were going to come to my street after they were done there, and they said yes. And I said, they said the town only told them to patch it temporarily. But you can't patch it. It's all broken out. And I'm so afraid somebody's going to fall there and we're going to get sued. It's bad. Well,
I've been
Dave knows.
I've been up there.
Okay.
That's why I want you to look at these pictures.
Part of the issue was when they when they put the paver, when they used the paver, the paving machine up there, they did pull part of the curb out. That had already been...
Yeah, because they rode the edge of it on the curb and it broke it out. Of course, there's no drains on that road. That's the problem. And then the water, well, you can see it here, the water laid in front of it over the years and just, you know, heaved everything up. Now, I'm just so afraid somebody's going to fall.
So is somebody going to come out and fix this, Dave?
We as a council last year discussed this because after it was paved, Mr. McGuire contacted me. I've been up to his, up to his house a couple of times. We discussed it here. We authorized the manager to go ahead and have repaired. Unfortunately, by the time everything got all done, the weather was not cooperating. So when I spoke to Christine earlier, it was when they did over on North Lincoln, because it was concrete work, that they were going to go up there and repair his. It was all part of the same job. Now, how do I want to put this? I was under the impression that it was going to be taken care of. He said he talked to the contractor, and the contractor said that he was only going to patch it. We have to wait until the manager gets back to find out what is going on. But last year, we did authorize to have it fixed.
The thing is...
But as it stands at this moment...
Nothing's been done.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, they didn't even try to patch?
They were supposed to been there 2 weeks ago, but
they never showed.
Okay. Nobody's doing anything.
We had a sewer meeting earlier. I walked out and Mr. McGuire was there. And he said that nothing had been done.
No.
He gave the voices concerns and be put on the record.
Okay.
In front of the council.
The thing is, the curb is completely broken out. I mean, how do you patch something like that? But they knew this a long time before they even paved that road. And the water still lays up there at the... After a rain, you can go up and see it.
Okay.
So it's on the record. My suggestion is that we speak to the manager to find out exactly what, you know, what the contractor was, you know, instructed to do, and, you know, maybe have Dawson go up and check it out and, determination as to what needs to be done.
I mean, I was aware of that the work was supposed to be done. It wasn't something I was asked to look at. I can certainly go up and take a look at it.
Dawson went just when the
effort was done.
I thought it was just a simple repair of the sidewalk, so I wasn't aware of the scope or how much. I can go take a look at it, and then
somebody
I can reach out to the contractor.
You can take a look at them now, Dawson.
Yeah, I could take a look at it if you would like.
It's worse now.
And I can run up there as soon as the meeting is over.
And it's not that we don't want to look at the pictures. So let the
It's better.
I'll reach out to the contractor tomorrow as well.
Okay.
And see what they have on their agenda to get it done and schedule.
Okay.
But also take a ride out there and make sure I completely understand the limit of what's supposed to be done.
Okay. See, when I like to when they do that, I'm waiting for them to do that so I can, I want to do my driveway.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't
want
to,
I'll figure out how much has to come out. Yeah, if not, if it's still light, I'll take a ride up tonight.
Okay.
Nobody has to be there, right?
No, no, I'll take a look at it. I know the address.
Okay.
So I'll stop either tonight or first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it.
And if you have any questions, you know, Dave can provide you with everybody's number, or you can get it to Dawson to call you if it's...
Yeah, I'll reach out to the contractor and find out what
just
the deal is.
Me, let me know.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Yeah, take care.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else from the audience? Hearing none, I accept a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Correspondents?
Make a motion to receive and file the correspondence.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the correspondence?
Yes, I do believe that the first letter here, we have the last sentence. Can we discuss this after we approve it? I'm sure they have questions.
I'm sure we could discuss it now if you like.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Lori St. Reddy. I live at 20 North Lincoln Avenue, but I'm speaking on behalf of my mother at 39 South Lincoln Avenue, where the flood occurred.
David Lance, 177 Door Street, Washington.
My mother had a, going back to January 18th, she had a, not a leak, but a flood in her basement of raw sewage. When she went to go down the cellar, it was just coming out of the toilet like a volcano. She has a rec room downstairs and a bathroom.
It also burst a 4-inch main.
Right, the pressure was so bad. So we called the fire department.
Was the main on your property or out there?
Yeah, it ran, goes right through the basement.
Goes right through the basement. But the pressure was so hard, it just burst that right open. It filled the basement 6 to 8 inches of raw sewage. We called the fire department. Rudy was there. The fire department couldn't do anything about it because it was raw sewage. So they in turn called the sewer company to find out where the problem was. The problem was found to be on South Waddling Avenue, which is two streets over from my mother. They found the clog. Once they undid the clog, it just stopped immediately. So we were trying to be reimbursed for everything she lost, because everything had to be taken out. We had to have ServPro come in, clean up everything, throw everything out, get a dumpster, throw everything out. We made a list of everything that was thrown out. We're just trying to be reimbursed for everything we lost, she lost. We put everything into the manager. We made an appointment with her. One day we came up and talked to her. We had a list of everything, all our receipts, everything from ServPro. This is the letter we got back from the insurance company. I think you all have a copy of that.
I called Christine. It happened on the 18th. I called her. The next day was a holiday. Sunday was the 18th. That Monday was Martin Luther King holiday. So she got back in touch with me on Tuesday. So she was aware of it. Told us to go ahead and, you know, call ServPro.
I'm a little confused about the letter. I don't know Title 59. If you could please explain that to
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. And just so you know, this letter comes from the insurance carrier,
right,
and explains why coverage is not being extended,
right,
for the claim that you submitted through Christine to statewide insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what it says is that Title 59, and I'll just back up a second. What Title 59 is a statute that addresses certain immunities that public entities have when tort claims are asserted against the public entity. Okay, and the reason that there's immunities is because the government, if it was sued for every pothole or every slip and fall due to ice, it would be broke, essentially, if these suits were allowed to progress. So what Title 59 says in connection with something like a sewer main break or a clog or a backup like you experienced, it says that if there's a dangerous condition, which there's no question that something like this would be considered a dangerous condition, the public entity cannot be held liable unless it had prior notice of the condition and enough time to stop it and prevent it. So essentially, that's what this letter is getting at, because there's no prior notice of the dangerous condition to the borough. It cannot be held liable for that because it was something that occurred without prior notice to the borough. It didn't have time to remedy the situation, and once it found out about it, it took immediate steps to remedy the situation. So essentially, that's what the Tort Claims Act says, and without that prior proof of notice on behalf of the borough, the insurance company is denying the claim.
How did we know that we had a problem?
How do you know there's a leak underground until it bursts?
That's
nothing.
I understand
your
frustration.
That's nothing that
just,
you can.
Did
you know about?
Did you give a claim to your homeowner's insurance?
Yes.
And what was their
response? And they gave her $5,000. That didn't even cover ServPro.
That's just based on the provisions of the policy to first-party damage, then?
I guess. that they kept telling me, you know, they didn't want to hear about it, that's all they were giving her, and that was it.
I called the insurance company and spoke to this woman that wrote this letter, and she was just nasty with me. I mean, I'm just...
I don't see how we could have prevented anything like this. Nobody could have prevented it. And the people from the sewer company were there that day, and they said, this is all going to be taken care of because this was our fault. And I understand from someone that, from a towns person, that the sewer places or the sewer drains were supposed to be augered periodically, and they weren't being done.
Well, I don't know what, you know, with respect to that representation, I don't know anything about that. But when I say prior notice, I don't mean prior notice to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean prior notice to the municipality.
Right.
So if it was a situation where, let's take the example of a pothole, okay, and there was prior notice to the municipality because someone complained about it, or there had been a number of complaints about this pothole, and then someone finally is injured and, you know, breaks a leg, they would be able to sue because there's a dangerous condition, the public entity has mm-hmm. prior knowledge of the dangerous condition
right.
but failed to remedy it.
Right.
So that's what I mean when I'm talking about prior notice. That's the position that they're taking, and that's what's being explained to you in the letter.
Right, and I understand that, but a pothole you can be seen.
Well, so I think
a
essentially what you're saying is that the first time it happens, we're not liable, but if it happens again because we didn't fix it, then we're liable. That be
potentially.
Okay.
Potentially. If you took steps to, if you were on notice of it and you took steps to remedy it, and it still happened, you're not necessarily liable. You have to be what's called palpably unreasonable in your efforts to fix it.
Okay.
Or to fail to fix it. But essentially what's happening here is that there was no prior problems. There was no notice that the borough had in connection with the problem. So the law says, and I know it's frustrating, but the law does say that without the prior notice, the municipality cannot be held liable. So that's essentially what they're telling you through this letter.
Have you spoken to the New Jersey Department of Insurance?
No.
Okay, maybe they can do something for your homeowner's insurance to have them give you more money. You know, I file claims with them for auto through them and have had good response. Mm-hmm. So maybe that would be another avenue for you to take.
You obviously provided all the pertinent backup information.
Here you go.
That you spent money for ServPro and any other items that were damaged.
Yeah, we have everything.
Yeah.
Did an insurance adjuster actually come to the house from your insurance carrier?
Yes. From her homeowner, yes.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, who's the homeowner insurance? What's the carrier?
It was, who's your homeowner's name?
SMI.
Franklin Mutual?
Yeah.
Yeah,
would you repeat that again, please, to call?
The New Jersey Department of Insurance. I don't have a phone number for them, but you can find it on the state website.
So you couldn't you couldn't have the insurance company reverse the decision?
We could ask them to look at it again. But in all honesty, all that's going to do is make them reaffirm their decision already, because we're not really presenting any new facts to them. You know, if there was something new that we could present to them, you know, maybe that would help. But if it's just to look at it again, we can ask, but I wouldn't get my hopes up for anything different personally.
Maurice, if I understand correct, your line burst because of the blockage on South Wadley.
Mm-hmm.
That bounced up the pressure to break the line in front of her house.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it had
inner house.
Mm-hmm. So it had nothing to do with, that wasn't the cause of it.
No.
It was two streets over.
Back then.
They had a blockage in the sewer line, which then backed up into your mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then burst her line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
hell of a mess. She lost everything.
Well,
like washer, dryer, refrigerator. I mean, it's just, she hasn't had washer and dryer for 6 months.
What were your total damages with ServPro and what you put out?
ServPro was a little over $6,000. For them to come in. Then she couldn't go back in the house for 5 days.
It sounds to me like the homeowner's insurance for Franklin Mutual has a cap for first-party damages for this type of an incident.
Right.
You may want to go back and talk to the insurance adjuster and see if they can do anything additional, open up a previous policy. Or sometimes there's different things that the adjuster can do. Who are you dealing with at Franklin Mutual?
Her name. Everybody dreaded her. Her name was Ursula.
I deal with insurance carriers all the time. Franklin Mutual is one of our clients.
Every time we mention her name, people will go, oh, my God.
Yeah, I would definitely recontact the insurance company, too, if there's anything that they can disperse. But you may have a policy limitation, unfortunately.
Hold on.
But then what about with the borough? I mean, that's her insurance company. But then what about with the borough? You know, because it was their fault.
I'm just concerned with Franklin Mutual being one of your clients, if you're being involved in it any further.
It's a different sector, though. It's not, we don't do any first party.
But still the company, I was recused on further discussion on that.
That's just because of a potential conflict of interest.
Right, I understand.
Not that we're trying to shut them up or anything.
Right, no.
Yeah, that's not the intent at all.
Okay.
We appreciate it, though.
All right, I guess we're not getting anywhere then here, right?
I wish I could say yes, but I really don't.
I find it very hard. I don't see how it cannot be their fault.
Who was it from the sewer company that told you that the town was going to take care of it? Do you know?
The one that you saw at the shop right after.
Tornello?
And the fire chief, or, I don't know if he was the chief at that time or what, but he was there. He said he had the same problem.
Yeah, Bob was.
Had the same problem, and then he got reimbursed for everything.
By?
Town.
Yeah, by the borough.
He's the one that told us to call ServPro. He said, they'll take care of it. They took care of mine.
What were the circumstances? When he said, they'll take care of mine, do you know what the circumstances were?
He just said he had the same thing, a sewer backup.
Yeah, I mean, with that, I mean, let me just, for your knowledge, the reason it was denied is because there's no proof or there was no information relayed to the adjuster, whoever was getting the claim, that there was any sort of prior knowledge. So that's, I don't know what the other circumstance was, but that's clearly what the basis of this opinion letter is.
Right, and that's why I was sworn, because nobody has any prior knowledge of what's going on underground.
Right.
I don't see how they can even make.
If there's prior backups in the area, if there was work that was performed there, and there was reason to know that this was a potential problem, that would be prior notice, something of that nature.
Okay, but.
Are they supposed to be cleaned periodically, and is there records to prove it?
Well, that's not something that I would, I don't.
I know you wouldn't know, but is there any way we could find out? I mean. There are certain areas that are clean where we know that there's a problem, such as, you know, maybe the pipe does this or something.
Now, I'm sure there's a maintenance program that has to be put on with them somewhere along the lines to keep it clear.
You know where I'm going, Dave. The chair of the sewer committee may know better than I would do on that.
They should keep maintenance records of what they clean, of the areas that they clean out.
Yeah.
Right, and if they're supposed to be done on a certain date and or a certain time and they weren't done, then that's a liability, as far as I'm concerned.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Absolutely.
No.
But absolutely.
Can I ask a question? Out of the insurance, and I don't want to get it, and if I'm asking too many specific questions, but I'm sure you had a deductible, correct, on the insurance policy. Had you contacted the insurance carrier prior to contacting ServPro? Because a lot of times insurance carriers have their own contractors that they specifically work with, and that they will identify when you contact them immediately. So sometimes that can become an issue when you use a contractor of your own and then have an adjuster come out after the fact. In addition, because this was a basement, and again, I don't know the policy or what's in the policy specifically, but if the basement itself isn't considered a room and there was furniture and other things, some of that may not be covered but under the terms of the policy. And that's really what you kind of have to look at. And that may be, and I'm only surmising, I haven't read the policy, obviously, but I've done quite a bit of work with insurance carriers. And a lot of times in policy, sewage-related issues aren't even covered most of the time. And if they are, they're limited. Sewage coverage is limited in most homeowners' policies, unless you have a specific rider for it. So those are some of the things, maybe why the amount that they covered was potentially limited from the homeowner's carrier. And again, though, I don't know without looking at what the adjuster would have done or what the terms of the policy would allow.
But Lori said, who told your mom she had to be out of the house for 5 days?
ServPro.
But you were told by the fire department that's who to contact to clean up the ServPro.
Yeah.
Now, is Hazmat out there or no?
Yes,
hazmat wasn't on.
No. Did DEP out there?
No.
No?
I mean, we know what they, I mean, it was a horrible mess, and they had to get it cleaned up right away.
Correct.
Yeah, I think the New Jersey Department of Insurance might be your best bet at this point. You're filing everything with them, let them dig into it.
What was it, Scott, who?
The New Jersey Department of Insurance, and see what they can do.
In the meantime, though, at your recommendation, I would maybe send this back to them to have you revisit it?
We could.
Yeah, basically, make sure it's clarified, it wasn't a line breakage under her home that caused the flooding, it was two streets up on a sewer main that blockage that then broke the pipe in her house and caused the flooding. So it had nothing to do with the homeowner.
Yeah, when you file with the Department of Insurance, you can mention both insurance companies in it. You know, file your complaint against both of them and see what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask one question, though? What are we looking at total here? You know, the total that you need to be reimbursed?
You have everything right there.
Yeah, I don't think I totaled it, I just have all the receipts.
Was it contained in your notice of claim?
I'm sorry?
Was it contained in the notice of claim, the receipts?
Yes, they were. All the copies should be there. I figured the washer and dryer was 8, the rug was 25, and 16, 25.
Like just under 10 or just around 10, is that about right?
Somewhere around there.
It's a good ballpark.
Yeah, ballpark figure, yeah.
And you have $5,000 so far?
Yes.
So you're short about $5,000.
I mean, we have them here, we can add them all up if we want to.
So you guys didn't even get the money back to cover the bill for a server?
No.
No.
And they wanted to be paid immediately before they left the house.
You're down $1,000.
Just from Surfro.
And everything that she lost.
We'll have the clerk and our manager send a letter to our insurance company, you know, asking them to double-check everything. See what they can do. In the meantime, you have my recommendations.
Okay, and we'll hear back from them? Maybe a letter or something?
I would think so. I hate to make promises for somebody else.
Could you just put a note in there that we would like to hear from her and
so done.
Resolve. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Sorry, thank you.
We have a motion to receive and file. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Any reports?
Motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the reports?
Question.
Yes, sir.
We have some guys just going backwards at the park.
Which report is that on?
DPW.
Yeah.
Second page.
Number three.
Well, we do have a gentleman from the DPW who is assigned to the park.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And to do whatever is necessary. So, yeah, I guess they were.
Just seems like with everything else, you know, it has to be fixed, there's repairs. You taking one guy away from DPW.
Well, that's Christine's call to assign them as she sees fit.
Okay.
So,
just asking.
Okay. Anything else on the reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Street committee report.
Yeah, they sent the email.
You have nothing to add to it? Okay.
Not at this time.
No old business. We have Ordinance 5-2015 for the public hearing. So it's a motion to introduce it.
I'll make a motion.
Any discussion?
Roll call, please.
Connors?
Yes.
Klimko?
Here.
Here?
Sorry, yes, I'm reading. I was reading something, sorry.
I got it. Heinrich?
Here.
Noon?
She's throwing me out.
News?
Yes.
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Steve.
McDonald?
Yes.
Read by title, ordinance 3-2015.
Five.
Five?
Five, 2015.
5-2015, an ordinance providing for funding for various capital purposes for the Borough of Washington and appropriating $298,000 for such purposes.
At this point, I'll open the public hearing for ordinance 5-2015.
You have no clue? It's for big equipment, a Mason dump truck, equipment for the fire department, and it's a total bill. And capital money is for things that last 5 years or longer. All right, make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstentions.
I will accept the motion to approve for final passage.
Motion to adopt final passage.
Second.
Any discussion on that? One more roll call, please.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Steve.
McDonald?
Yes. New business. How about if we do 100 and 104 together since they're both redemptions of the tax certificate?
102, 3.
Yes, 102 also, sorry. Second.
I'm sorry, who was first?
Sorry?
Who was first, I'm sorry?
Connery.
Thank you.
Okay, any discussion on any of these? Here you go, roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Sustained on 101, yes, the other two.
101 isn't on it. 100, 102, and 104.
100?
100.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, and McDonald?
Yes. Okay, 101, 2015, to adjust sewer billings.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion on this one?
Everybody understands what this is, right?
What property is this?
This is 233 East Washington Avenue.
I think it's, is it the old St. Cloud?
Yeah.
It should be.
No, that's West Washington.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This be the Agway?
Yep.
Yeah.
No. What was the address?
233.
Yeah. The Agway.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
No? What is it, Rudy?
310 is the Agway.
233. Owned by ATTP Enterprises?
That's 233 East Washington.
What is your residential unit?
Is that row house?
No.
333?
233.
233.
233 is across the street that's on the south side of...
So it would be the warehouse on the backside over there by the candle place. We're reducing their EDUs from 29 to 2. Give me a minute.
You can let us know.
You can tell us where it's at.
We'll hold it for a moment.
Okay. You know where your English song ran through?
Yeah, but what's wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, candle flash.
I thought that was that row house.
No.
No, it's the commercial buildings on the other side.
That's English song right in front.
Right.
That's a lot of EDUs.
How did that happen?
It's a change in use. So it must be that they're using a lot less.
Have you reviewed that, Dawson?
I think it was changed.
Yeah.
Are they all tied in one line?
I can take a look. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I can take a look at it. I don't recall looking at it at all.
Well, do we have a motion on this?
We do.
Yes.
Maybe it's mobile gas station?
Mobile gas station?
Oh, the closing of the car wash.
That's what I was thinking of.
Car wash, yes.
Okay.
Because they used to have all the water from the car wash.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes total sense to me.
Yep.
Chemistry.
Now it does.
Yep.
right, so what, all right.
That makes sense.
Here we go. So what's going to prevent them, once this gets changed, to turn the switches back on over there?
Because we have approved the change in that property so that they're going to build now a convenience store.
That's what the plan is?
That's what the plan is. That's what the Board of Adjustment approved.
Right,
but that's still the stop car wash in that.
We're talking about two different car washes.
No, they closed the car wash.
We're talking about two different car washes. You're talking about Mobile, the one that was on 31 and 57.
No.
No, Chamichon.
Chamichon.
It's an Axon now. But even if they put the convenience store in, what stops them from reopening the car wash?
They're going to tear down the car wash. It's in the plan. I mean, I know, I've seen the plan.
And then they'll get redone for the EDs at that point.
They have to tear it down.
The procedure has been, I go out and inspect the property to assure that the water line has been terminated to the unit. I then come back and get a letter to the, to Sue Fleming, who does the sewer billing. And then she proceeds on to council with the water use charge.
Has that been done?
Thank you.
Okay. Perhaps we should table this until the next meeting then.
Which one retracts?
So who made the motion?
I just retracted the motion.
Okay. And the second retracts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I would take a motion to table 103 until our next meeting.
Okay.
Pending further information.
Uh-huh. 101, right? 101. 101.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Looking at the
101 now. Okay. All right. Who made that motion to table it?
The main person who made the motion. I made the motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions?
Okay.
And 103-2005, overpayment of real estate taxes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Okay, vouchers.
Make a motion to pay bills.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion on the vouchers? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything except for our coming Russian squad.
And McDonald?
Yes. What did we give you to give Christine to do, Ann?
The borough engineer is going to visit Mr. McGuire's property on Green Street and contact the contractor. And then Manager Blanchard will resubmit the Lance's claim, the letter to the insurance company to reconfirm their decision, and she will contact the Lance's with the results.
Okay.
I wasn't paying attention for the first part. This is no parking signs back up on Cleveland Street.
No, I
didn't
get that. You want
them? Yes. There's calls for no parking signs to be there for the park, no parking signs.
Right. Okay.
Before we go to council remarks, Mr. Gleba, I see you walked in carrying some items. Did you have something that you wanted to say to council?
Yeah.
Okay. With council's permission, I'll let Mr. Green speak.
Yeah. Okay. It's been a while since I came up and proposed the idea for the Hometown Heroes thing. So basically, there's a lot of new faces here. I know somebody replaced my mother, too. But basically, it was to shed a light on some of the servicemen and women in our town. And we have a little section cordoned off down below the stairs. Right now we only have one photo, but we've been trying to get more people like up there. So we sent something into the Washington Messenger. At my church we had something in like the pamphlet at the end that we hand out. And I also had it go out to the Memorial School and I'm pretty sure the middle school, just to kind of get people to maybe send something in, and we haven't had too much of anything sent in. Since then, though, my brother has enlisted into the Army, so he most likely will be up there soon. He's down in boot camp in Fort Benning right now. I actually received a 4-year Army ROTC scholarship, so I most likely will be going up there. But we also want to maybe open it up to veterans, so it's like, I don't know if council needs to approve that or something, but if they want, if anybody wants like their photo up there, we can put it up. But we want to, my mom told me to come in, because we got this donated by Lauren Durone. She's like a painter. She was, I think she might live in the township, but she donated this. But we wanted to hang it up, and I wanted to give it to the manager to possibly give to the, like, grounds or custodial staff to kind of hang up.
She'll be back Thursday.
Okay. Should I leave it anywhere, or should I just bring it?
You can give it right there to that lady right there. Okay. And I have a suggestion for you, young man.
All right.
We have a recruiting station in town.
Okay.
You might want to stop down there.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
anybody from this town that goes into the armed forces from there, take a picture and have them throw it here. And here's how you sell it. It's publicity for you guys. You know what I mean? They come walking in there and they say, hey, Mr. Weaver joined the Army.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to join the Army. Trust me. They'll be more than happy to supply pictures.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Are you aware what happened at Memorial School today?
No.
A gentleman came back from
Bahrain.
Bahrain.
Not really.
And surprised his younger brother at the school.
Oh.
It was online in the Express Times tonight. It'll probably be in tomorrow's paper. You may want to look at Lehigh Valley Live.
That's
maybe
true.
Reach out to him and see if he wants his picture up there.
Yes. Did you get a hold of the gentleman from the borough that was in the paper a couple weeks ago?
With the fire department?
Right, with the fire department.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I did.
The fire department surprised his mother and they thought it was a fire call, and here her son came home from.
He was dressed in a fire
coat. Oh, really?
Right, and surprised his mother. But he's right here from the borough also.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Rudy's a veteran. My picture's in the post office already. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll take it for you. I'll give it to the manager.
Thank you.
Yeah. So essentially, you're looking for more people to nominate people to be hometown heroes.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting enough nominations.
Yeah. There's only one person up there, and I also reached out and got kind of like a grant from an American Legion, and they gave me a good amount of money for like frames and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So,
The Express does keep a local list of all the towns for all the active servicemen currently now from all the areas, because I think it's once a year they put it in the paper. They list all the towns and all the active servicemen and where they're stationed at right now.
We didn't like really want to force people. Yeah, you know, I didn't really want to go out like and go right up to their house kind of thing and tell them. Like, I don't want to really force people to try and put their photo up. It's more.
You just want to let them know it's there.
Yeah,
and say, hey,
come out.
But it's meant to be for people in the Army.
Yeah.
Who are serving. Or have currently.
Yeah, cause right now it's currently served, but there's only one photo down there.
Okay.
So if veterans want to go up there too, they're more than welcome.
The purpose of it is for people currently serving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
How could
the
picture
not be forcing? Maybe they just don't know it. If you say we have a hometown hero section in the borough hall, you're more than welcome to provide a photo and we can hang it up for you.
Okay.
For the current local services
it's
that are
it's been
serving.
In the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been trying it's on their website. It went into their like envelopes that they bring home to their parents.
Yeah, well, that's assuming that the kids bring them home.
But I also think that a lot of times people aren't going to want to nominate themselves, so we have to figure out a way to identify them. Because, right, I mean, oh yes, I would like my picture up there. You know, I think people are more modest than that, maybe.
Well, Dave could help with his head if Rudy puts his up.
That's, you know.
The post office already, so okay.
But that's what I'm thinking, so we need to find a way
but
to identify
them. But is it just by
nomination?
Or
that's kind of how we had it.
Right.
It was
mm-hmm.
like just by paper, but I mean, there's only one picture up there, so.
Okay. So I just know, I didn't know about this, but Fred Heston, who's in the Air Force, is serving actively now, in South Dakota. So I could nominate him.
Yeah.
All right. So now I know that. So.
And I have a neighbor that's serving on the Air Force.
I would just say
again, now I could nominate
family
him.
Family permission
yeah.
first.
Yeah, I will.
Mr. Willis has a streak at the high school.
Okay. And are you graduating this week?
Yeah, I'm graduating.
Congratulations.
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 Well, thank you for your service to the veterans and to the people actively serving over there.
Yeah.
Yes, I thank you for everything you guys do up here. I know you guys probably don't get too much recognition, and it's a lot of hours of doing tedious work, but thank you for everything.
Thank you very much.
All right, council remarks. Mr. Higgins. Come back to you, okay.
I'm speechless.
Don't even. Mrs. Blinko.
I have nothing to say either.
Mr. Thompson.
Congratulations to the graduates this week, and have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Mr. Heinrich.
Senior Advisory Committee is in process of planning another trip, October 10th to Longwood Gardens. The only thing we're doing right now is Robin and I are working on exploring if we can get a cheaper bus. The buses are so expensive. It's a 2-hour ride from here.
And you're going to Longwood Gardens?
Longwood Gardens.
Correct. And has that all been posted? I'm fine.
We haven't yet because we're still trying to establish.
I'm gone.
That's why I put it as a fall. Well, another reason, because it is too hot in summer. There's a lot of walking, and it's not really a great idea. Some of the seniors.
And it's prettier in the fall time.
Yeah. And it's going to include lunch.
Yes.
Ooh.
So,
the
yep.
meal.
Okay. Good.
That's it.
Okay. On the subject of seniors. You might want to advertise to the seniors that one of the farmers at the farmer's market takes senior vouchers.
Yes, it's a $20 voucher, but you have to be eligible. I have all the
eligibility.
Get it. You say it, and I'll just keep talking.
You have
it. I have all the requirements. I can forward it to you.
But the farmer herself takes the vouchers. So as long as they have vouchers, she'll take them.
Okay. Do you want me to forward that to you, all the information on that?
That would be great. Okay. And also just let the seniors know that if they have the vouchers, that they can use them at the pharmacy.
Okay. Anything else?
That's
it. Mrs. Connery. I have nothing at this time. Do we need an executive?
Yes, we do.
We need an executive.
For
contract, for litigation, and attorney-client coverage.
And I would accept a motion for that executive session for those reasons.
And
after a 10-minute break.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Okay.
Easy.
Okay, you can make the motion now.
Making the motion to approve the cammering of the...
And various sewer lines.
Yes.
And drain lines throughout the town, and not to exceed $1,500.
$1,500. Okay, any other discussion? Roll call, please.
All right, I'm sorry. I was writing down the motion. Who did
the
first and second?
Motion.
Apple made the second. Thank you. All right, Higgins?
Henrik made the motion.
Who did?
Mike.
Oh, my. So you said you didn't. Sorry. Heinrich?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Twinko?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Thank you.
And if there's no other business, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to
adjourn. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Aye.